Today we're very blessed to have Tony among us to share the sermon on the gift of Christmas. 今日我哋好开心系有 Tony 弟兄喺我哋嘅中间系正道嘅。佢今日嘅正道嘅题目系圣诞节嘅礼物。Maybe some of you are not familiar with Tony, or most of you are familiar with him.He's our pastor in training, yes, on the English side, and we are coming back in February. Hey, you miss us, do you?
Yes,
yes, yes, we miss you too. 咁咧，Tony 弟兄咧就係我哋英文堂嘅牧者in training 即係點啊？训练紧嘅牧者，我啲中文越嚟越渣。咁咧就系啦，咁我哋咧礼拜二月我哋翻翻嚟啦，我哋可以同你哋一齐好开心嘅一齐去敬拜主啦。咁咧就系咯，你哋 miss 唔 miss 我哋？我哋都好 miss 你哋。咁咧我哋正道之前咧系有个读经嘅时间 ，OK？So we have a bit scripture reading time before we have the sermon，OK？So encourage brothers and sisters who have Bibles, open your Bible. And if you have your Bible app, open your Bible app as well. 咁弟兄姊妹，如果有系圣经嘅，请你都打开你嘅圣经。有 Bible 有喺mobile 有个 app 嘅，就都请你打开你嘅圣经嘅 app 吓。Today's scripture is in Matthew chapter 2:1-12.今日嘅经文系记载喺马太福音2:1-12。我啲英文同中文老到乱晒啦。Okay, Matthew 2, verse 1. Okay, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said,"Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and have been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod. They returned to their country by another route. Read the Bible in Cantonese again, okay? 今日嘅经文系记载喺马太福音2:1-12。在希律作王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博学之士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：那生下来作犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷全城的人也都不安。 他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们：基督该生在哪里？他们说：在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着，犹太地的伯利恒啊，你在犹太诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位统治者要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。于是希律暗地里召了博学之士来，查问那星是什么时候出现的，就派他们往伯利恒去，说：你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，找到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听了王的话就去了。忽然在东方所看到的那果星在前面引领他们，一直行到小孩子所在地方的上方就停住了。他们看见那星就非常欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿出黄金、乳香、抹药作为礼物献给他，因为在梦中得到主的指示，不要回去见希律，他们就从别的路回自己的家乡去了。Pass the time to Tony， 我将时间交给 Tony 弟兄。我哋今日都好开心，有 Ashley 姊妹帮我哋翻译。So we have Ashley, sister, to help us to translate. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters.
圣诞快乐，弟兄姊妹。
It's a privilege to share the Christmas message with you all today.
今日真系好荣幸同你哋一齐嚟到去分享圣诞嘅信息。
So if you have your Bible open, I just invite you to keep it open because we'll be going through it together.
如果你带咗你个圣经或者系你个 Bible app 嘅话，我鼓励你哋系打开佢，因为咧我常常都会系翻去当中嘅。
What is the best part about Christmas?
圣诞节最美好嘅嗰部分系乜嘢咧？
For many of us, it's the food that we get to eat, the meals together with family and friends.
是不是很多的你们就是那些很好吃的晚餐，又或者跟你们的家人、你的朋友一起共用的那些的晚餐呢？
Getting together with loved ones we haven't seen for a while.
又或者是跟一些你已经很久没见过的朋友、亲人再一次共聚呢？
Or it could be the gifts and presents that we get to give and receive.
又或者是那些的你将会收到的礼物，又或者是那些的你给人的礼物的那份那一种的感受呢？
It's always exciting to unwrap gifts and to find out what's inside or to see other people's reactions to them.
其实是很兴奋的，当你打开你的礼物或者是见到别人打开礼物时的那个的表情。
And for me, I personally love Carol's music.
对于 Tony 本人来讲，他是特别的享受，就是圣诞那些的颂歌。
Songs that just capture this season and are just timeless.
那些的颂歌是将这个的节期是讲得很清楚，陈明得很清晰。
But I know that for some of us, Christmas is a difficult time.
但是我同时知道有一些人圣诞节可能是一个比较困难的时间。
And in fact, it's actually one of the loneliest times of the year.
又或者是在一年里面最孤独的那个时间。
And so perhaps some of us here, we are just longing for Christmas to just finish up. To wrap up that we can just go back to our daily lives.
又或者你哋好期待，哎呀，快啲过完呢个圣诞节啦，以致我可以回复翻正常嗰个嘅生活。
And so, brothers and sisters, we must ask ourselves: Is that all there is to this Christmas season?
弟兄姊妹，我要问你哋，呢个系咪就系我哋圣诞节所有嗰个嘅意义咧？
Because it's really easy to miss the significance here.
有阵时我哋系太容易系将嗰个圣诞嘅意义嚟到去失去咗。
And that in just a couple of days, it will be January 1st, and we'll easily forget what this is all about.
因为一年当中只有两日，然之后好快就到一月一号，一月就会嚟啦。所以我哋好容易喺迷失喺呢个节期里边。
And so today, if you just join me, that we'll slow down and to ask ourselves, what is so important about this story?
今天我邀请你和我一起来到看看，到底圣诞节对于我们来讲有什么重要的？
This is so central to our faith and not just the Christmas season, but the reason why we gather as a church.
这个是我们整个那个的相，那个的信仰，那个的中心，也都是个原因，为什么我们有这个的圣诞节。
So let's pray as we begin.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the Christmas message.
天父，我们多谢你，让我们有这个的圣诞节期。
Thank you for the Bible that we get to unpack and see your hands at work.
多谢你，你让我们有圣经，以致我们能够知道所有关于这个的圣诞节期那个的意义。
So Lord, give us eyes to see and an open heart today.
让我们有看见的眼睛和一个敞开的心灵。
We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name.
我哋嗰个祷告乃奉耶稣基督名字祈求。
Amen. Now today's passage starts in the small town of Bethlehem.
今日呢个嘅信息由呢个小城伯利恒开始。
And if you compare the distance between Bethlehem and Israel, it's actually not that far.
如果你哋系比较一下伯利恒同埋以色列。以色列地其实不是很远的。
About 9 kilometers. You could make that in a day or two.
差不多九公里，很快就会到的了。
And I'm reminded by our beautiful church stained glass.
我是被这个的一个的 church。是我们呢在教会那个的那些窗里面呢是被提醒的。
You can see the Christmas story up there.
大家都看到在那里。
But we won't be focusing around the birth of Jesus. No, we're actually looking at the characters who visit him.
但是今天我们不是特别的来到去聚焦在耶稣基督的降生，反而是那些人那个的反应。
The people who hear about him and respond.
那些听到关于耶稣基督，他们有什么的回应？
And so there's two groups that I want to look at today.
有两群的人，我想跟你们一起来到看一看。
There's one which is the current king, King Herod.
第一个的就是当时那个的皇帝希律王。
And there's the Magi, the wise men.
另外一群的就是那些来到的博学的一群的人。
As you see, one was threatened by this appearance of a new king.
有一个他是这个因着新生王的诞生，他感觉是被威胁到。
And the other, as we'll see,very soon, respond in a way that we ought to also follow.
在另一群的人，另一群的来到的时候，他们是也都有不同那个的回应。
How they respond is important, friends, because we see their hearts.
我们其实怎样去回应一个的事情，其实他是反映了我们那个的心。
And we look at King Herod in verse 3.He has nothing to do with this king.
当我们看到希律王在第三节的时候，他并不想和这个新生王有任何那个的关系。
In fact, in verse 3, it says that he was greatly troubled when he hears about the king of the Jews.
在第三节那里，当希律王听到的时候，他是心里很不安的。
Well, if you think about it, if you are the current king and you hear a group proclaiming the arrival of a new king, You would feel very threatened.
你哋都可以嚟到谂下，当一个在位嘅皇帝听到将会有一个新嘅皇帝嚟到嘅时候，当然佢系感觉系被威胁到。
And the people that announce this news to him are not his advisors, not the chief priests, not the prophets, nor his right hand men.
佢哋所听听到嘅就系咧听到呢、这个，佢哋唔系嗰啲嘅主要嗰啲嘅嗰啲嘅 priests， 嗰啲嘅祭司。
It's the Magi.
佢听到而系从呢一群博学之士所听到嚟嘅。
And who are the Magi? Well, traditionally they're painted as the three kings from the east.
到底呢一群博学之士系咩人咧？喺传统上，我哋睇到似乎系嚟自东方嘅嗰啲嘅人。
And you can see in that picture that they're quite well dressed, actually.
其实喺呢一个嘅橱窗里边睇到，其实佢哋着得系好好好嘅。
But actually, they're not kings as we might think about.
但是其实他们并不是什么的君王。
They're actually more like wise counselors.
其实他们是一群很聪明，可能是一些的顾问。
In fact, it's very likely that they were astrologers.
其实他们也都非常可能在那个时代是一些观星的人。
People who practiced magic, and the Bible is very clear that magic is looked down upon.
他们可能是一些会做法术的，那我们很明显知道在圣经当中，其实这个是神所不喜悦的。
Compared to King Herod, they were in every way foreigners, unimportant people from a distant land who had nothing to do with Israel.
跟希律王比较，他们来自外邦的城市，他们并没有任何那个的跟以色列人有关联的。
So you could think of them as actually nobodies.
其实你可以这样来到想的，其实他们真的什么都不是。
And what they do is quite strange. They go to great lengths to come to worship the newborn king.
但是他们所做的其实是很奇妙的，他们走了这么长途跋涉的路来到去敬拜找寻这个新生王。
If you ever go traveling to an unknown place,
你哋有冇去过一个你哋所唔熟悉嘅一个嘅地方咧
？I would always bring an itinerary, a travel guide, maybe some maps.
我咧一定会带定我个行程，同埋我哋嘅一啲嘅地图。
If I know someone there, I will contact them and ask them, yeah, show me around.
如果我认识有人喺嗰度嘅话咧，我一定会系话俾佢问一问佢，你可唔可以带我去啊？
But no, the Magi have none of that, and instead they follow a star.
我哋知道呢啲博学嘅事，呢啲博士咧，其实佢哋冇嗰啲嘅嘢嘅，佢所有嘅就系嗰一颗嘅星星。
But if you think about it, how can you follow a star because they move?
我哋其实可以谂一谂点样跟住个星星啊，因为个星星成日喐噶嘛。
And there are many, many other stars in the sky, so you can lose track of them.
而且天上嘅星星咁多嘅话，我哋好容易其实系失去咗嗰个嘅跟随嘅方向。
And so this can only be the supernatural display of God's power.
我哋由呢度我哋睇到呢个只能系嗰位嗰位超自然神嗰个嘅带领同埋佢嘅能力。
In fact, what I find amazing is that.If you ever look at a Christmas tree,
有阵时我觉得好奇妙嘅。当你睇嗰棵嘅圣诞树嘅时候
，What's at the top？
喺个顶嗰度系咩嚟啊？你哋睇到
？Because if it's missing, you will notice straight away.
因为如果嗰个顶冇咗嗰一样嘅嘢，你即刻会知道嘅。
What do you see？
睇到啲乜啊
？It's a star.
一颗嘅星星。
As much as we try to take, as much as the world tries to take the faith out of Christmas, this one thing has remained.
其实我们可以看到整个的圣诞节只有一样东西是最重要而我们可以看到的。
My non-Christian friends who celebrate Christmas, they always put a star there as well.
我哋啊，我嗰啲系啊，我嗰啲系唔认识神嗰个嘅朋友，佢哋睇到嘅就系嗰颗嘅星星。
And so we have this story about some nobodies practicing magic from a distant land, following a star.
我哋睇到呢一群真系好陌生嘅人，去将要去一个嘅陌生嘅地方，带住佢哋嘅就系个颗星星。
And this is how God chooses to announce His child.
这个就是神祂所选择的，来到去宣告祂那个，这个的孩子。
See, if I could choose how I was born, I could be born in this world.
如果我可以选择我怎样来到在这个世上出生的话，
I want to choose the nicest hospital where it's the greatest amount of comfort.
我一定会选择一个好好的医院，在那里有好好的服务，我在那里来到出生。
I'd pick a place like South Korea where they have the best doctors and smartest doctors in the world.
我可能想啊，最好在南韩了，因为那里有最出色那些的医护人员。
And yet, as we read in verse 6, this is how Matthew quotes Prophet Micah.
在我所选择的经文，在这里的马太福音二章六节里面说，
Let's read this out together.
我们一起来读。犹大，
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah,
你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Wow.
Wow.
Just a promise that one day there will be someone from this little town who will shepherd people of Israel.
想一想，在这个人，这个小镇里面，将会有一个的人，将会牧养，有一个君王，将会牧养以色列民。
And God chooses these sinful foreigners out of all the people who are unworthy to meet the newborn king.
而神所拣选的，可能是一群有罪的，并且来自外邦的人，来到去敬拜这位新生王。
We read elsewhere in Luke chapter 2 that the other group to meet Jesus are shepherds.
在路加福音，其实我们同样的听到另外一群来到跟这个新生王相遇的，就是那些牧羊人。
The closest thing I can think of is in today's standards, it's cleaners meeting with King Charles.
我可以代用今日的语言，可能就是一群真的做清洁的人，他将会跟查理斯皇帝来到去相遇。
The fact that God uses non-Jews, these Magi Gentiles, means that this promise extends to us as well.
其实上帝在这里来到使用这一群真的来自外邦的这些的人士，其实是也都指向今日同样的我们，也都是在这个这样的光景里面。
And so we can see that God does often turn our expectations upside down.
其实我们从这里看到，有时候神所用的方法和我们自己其实所想的是有很大的落差。
So let's look back at how these characters respond.
我们一起来到看看这些人，这两群的人，他们怎样来到去回应。
We read in verse 7 that Herod summons the Magi.
我们在第七节里面是听到呢，希律王呢是传召这些的博士。
And he asked them, as soon as you find him, report to me that I too may go and worship him.
他跟他们说， 你去找到之后，你回来告诉我，我同样的可以来到去敬拜他。
But we know that this is actually a lie.
我们很清楚知道，其实这个是一个谎言。
Because if we read on in verse 13, that he feels so threatened, he needs to order the country to kill every boy under two.
其实当在十三节的时候，我们读到，其实他是在后边的时候，他有一个命令，将两岁以下的那些孩子来到去杀害。
It's a great evil in extreme defiance.
这个是一个非常之邪恶，同埋咧系那个嘅人。
But we see him reject Jesus.
我哋睇到佢拒绝耶稣。
That Herod is desperately clinging on to his own will, even at the expense of others.
希律佢尝试，佢挣扎嚟到去用佢自己嗰个嘅心意，系按佢嘅心意而行。
The Magi, however, they find Jesus in a house with Mary.
我哋睇到相反嘅呢一群博学之士，佢寻找到主耶稣喺呢一个嘅马槽嘅地方。
Again, miraculously led by God's sovereign hand.
同样嘅，我哋睇到其实系上帝嗰个嘅奇妙嗰个嘅引领，将佢领到去耶稣里耶稣嗰度。
They find Jesus.
佢哋竟然揾到耶稣。
You've ever seen the airport arrivals lounge before?
你有冇去过呢个嘅机场里边嘅嗰啲嘅候机室？
And there's usually people holding a piece of paper with a name on it.
你可能会咧睇到咧，有啲人攞住一张纸，有一个人嘅名喺里边。
Mr. Tony Zhang.
Tony 个名就喺上边。
I'm never that important to have someone wait for me.
我从来系冇试过咁重要，有人系特别嘅嚟到去揾我。
But the chances of actually bumping into them is quite small.
其实能够系咁样嚟到遇见，其实个机会唔大噶。
And these magi find Jesus.
呢一群嘅博士竟然揾到耶稣。
And when they see him, what do they do? They bow down and worship him.
当佢哋揾到耶稣嘅时候，佢哋做紧乜嘢？佢哋会点做？佢哋系嚟到去跪拜佢。
They welcome him and open up their treasures to him.
佢哋系好欢迎耶稣基督嘅到临，并且系献上珍贵嗰个嘅礼物。
And the first Christmas presents ever given was to Jesus.
那个第一个圣诞礼物其实所给的人就是耶稣，所给的其实是给予的就是耶稣基督。
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, things that are gifts fitting for royalty.
是给那些黄金、乳香和抹药，这些是对于一个君王来说是最适合不过。
So brothers and sisters, why is this important?
弟兄姊妹，点解？
Why is it important?
点解咁重要呢？听讲唔好。
It's because the most important part of Christmas.
因为其实最重要喺圣诞节最重要嘅嗰个部分
is not found in the dinners we have with family and friends.
唔会喺你最亲密嘅你个家人同埋你个朋友当中揾到嘅。
Though as nice as they are, it is not found in the gifts or presents that we have.
虽然佢哋系好好，虽然佢哋系十分之好，但系你唔会揾喺礼物当中揾到佢哋。
These are good things, good gifts from God. These things come and go.
通常这些好的东西其实很容易它来得容易走也都会快。
Because if that's all there is to these festivities, then make no mistake, Christmas is just another holiday.
如果这些就是代表圣诞节的时候其实圣诞节所代表的不过是另一个的节日。
As long as we remain distracted by these things, we will miss out on the true joy of Christmas.
如果我哋系被呢一啲嘅礼物、呢啲嘅事情嚟到分心嘅话，其实我哋损失嘅其实系圣诞嗰份嘅喜乐。
Because at the center of it all is Jesus.
其实喺圣诞里边嗰个中心就系耶稣基督。
And I wonder, friends, is a ruler really the best gift that God could give to us?
我哋最好嗰个嘅礼物系耶稣，系神所俾我哋嘅呢一个嘅君王。
Is that really the best gift？
呢一个最好嘅最好嘅礼物。
Actually, yes, and this is why.
系呢一个就系最好嘅。
Jesus isn't any ordinary ruler.
耶稣基督并唔系一个普通个君王。
In verse 6, it says that he is a shepherd.
在第六节里面所提到的，他是那位的牧者。
And shepherds look after their livestock, their sheep.
那些牧人，他看顾他那个的羊群，还有他们牧养的那些的畜，那些的生。
And Christ the shepherd is one who is willing to lay his life down for his sheep.
耶稣基督他是愿意来到为了他的羊群来到献出他的生命。
Because as we remind ourselves this Christmas season,
当我们被提醒这个圣诞节被提醒的时候，
Jesus is the pre-existing Son of God made flesh.
耶稣基督就是那位昔在的那一个神那个的儿子。
As it says in Hebrews chapter 4 that he is one who is able to empathize with our weakness.
他就是那位的大祭司，他能够体恤到我们的软弱。
He has been tempted in every way as us, and yet he did not sin.
他也曾凡事受过试探，跟我们一样，但是他没有犯罪。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to know if God cares about his people, then look no further than to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，假如我哋能假如我哋想睇一睇神点样嚟到去关心佢嗰个嘅子民嘅时候，我哋唔需要走得太远，我哋只需要睇住耶稣基督。
See God's great love for His people, for you and I.
我哋从中可以睇到神对佢嗰个子民，对你同埋对我嗰份嘅大爱。
In this life, we may chase many things. We may desire many things.
在这个那个的在我们的生命当中，我们可能想得到很多的很多的事。
We may desire a successful career, a good paycheck, good health and stability even.
我们可能希望在事业上成功，我们有一个的安稳的生活， 又或者有一份很好的收入。
But these things, as good as they are, they come and go.
但是我们知道这些的事情它会来，但是同样的会失去。
And the deepest longings of our hearts will never be fully satisfied by these things.
我们内心里面最深入那个的渴慕，其实永远都不会被这些的事或者这些所拥有的来到去满足。
And God knows that.
主神是知道的。
That blows my mind. He knows that.
其实在他那个的意念里面，他知道得清清楚楚。
And so the greatest gift he had was to gift his son, Jesus.
所以最大最好的礼物就是他神的儿子耶稣。
And the Magi, they show us that how we ought to respond is with devotion.
这一群的博士其实他教导了我们，我们应该怎样来到回应。
Because in this baby boy is notJust a ruler, it's the God of the universe.
因为在马槽上的这个婴孩不是一个普通的君王，他是一个的不是一个普通的君王。
If you ever go visit Japan or see videos about the culture there,
不知道你们有没有去过日本，是看过他那个的风俗。
Embedded deep into their culture is.The act of bowing is a sign of respect.
他们的一个风俗就是跪拜，其实就是一个的敬拜，那个的姿态，真正的敬拜。
And so the deeper the bow, the greater the respect shown.
当越是跪拜得深入同埋俯伏的时候，越是代表你那种的敬拜，那种的诚恳。
Now, I know that we don't do that here in Australia or even in Hong Kong.
我好明白喺澳洲，其实我哋冇咁样嚟到去做，甚至乎香港都冇。
But when we look at the Magi, they bow down to the King of the Jews.
但当我哋睇到呢几个嘅博士嘅时候，佢哋系俯伏，佢哋系敬拜耶稣。
And actually, the word that is used for bow down means that you really get on your knees.
在其实那个的敬拜那个的字义里面，其实我们真的是用我们的双膝来到去跪低。
But not in fear, brothers and sisters, it's bowing down in awe and reverence.
是我们那种的跪拜是有着很深刻那个的尊崇和崇敬。
Why? Because this king is not weak by any means.
为什么我们要这样做呢？因为这个的君王并不是一个软弱的。
Jesus king may be born from humble origins, but he will be the savior of the world.
耶稣基督或许在一个卑微的马槽里面来到出生，但是他将要成为这个的救主。
And so as I close, I just want to ask you, brothers and sisters.
在我将要结束的时候，我同弟兄姊妹讲，
If you aren't a believer yet,
如果你仲未相信耶稣基督，
I invite you to consider.
我是邀请你来到去思考。
Consider if you would like to receive the gift of Jesus Christ.
思考你愿不愿意接受耶稣基督这份礼物？
He who is mighty as Lord and loving as Savior.
你愿不愿意接受他成为你的主，你那个的救主？
Because when I think about it, what kind of king steps down from his heavenly throne to save his people?
当我想到乜嘢嘅王，乜嘢嘅君王，佢可以由一个最高嘅嗰个嘅位份嚟到去人世间。
Only a loving God who has power to save you and I from the clutches of death.
只有一位真系最大能嘅神，佢先至有咁嘅能力嚟到去拯救你同埋我。
And if you are a believer,
假如你系一个已经相信咗耶稣基督嘅人。
Don't get distracted by all the celebrations and the gifts.
让我们不要这些那些节期很多的事情来到去让我们分心。
But what might be most helpful for us is if we draw our eyes up to Jesus again.
我们最应该做的时候就是让我们再一次的定睛来到专注在耶稣基督里面。
Lift up our eyes to God who gives good gifts to his beloved children.
定睛的仰望耶稣，上帝那个的礼物是给他那个的属于他那个的孩子。
So let us remember once more the reason for this season.
让我们重新一次被提醒圣诞那个的原因。
Jesus Christ as living proof of God's love for his people.
耶稣基督就是那位活着的，就是那个的为他那个的子民来到的。
To look at the gift of Christmas.
我们看这个圣诞那个的礼物。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for Jesus.
天父上帝，我们为着耶稣基督，我们非常的感恩。
I pray that you would give each and every one of us a heart like the Magi.
让我祈祷你让我们真的能够好像这些的博士这样的心思和意念。
To see the King of the Universe.
能够看到这个的万王在宇宙当中那个的君王。
And to bow down and worship him in truth and spirit.
并且是愿意的来到去跪拜俯伏，是用心灵和诚实来到去敬拜。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful gift of Christmas.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，让在这份在圣诞里面奇妙那个的礼物。
I pray, Lord, that you help draw our eyes upwards.
我求主你，求神帮助我们将那个眼睛来到去望向上边。
Upwards, the one who gives true hope and peace.
我们好让我们看到只有那一位能够给我们真正的盼望。
Heavenly Father, as we go away this Christmas,
天父，我们在这个圣诞节当中，
Would you show a little bit of yourself more and more each day?
求你让我哋睇到你，更多嘅嚟到去睇到你。
We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我哋咁样嘅祷祈系奉耶稣基督名字祈求。
Amen.